is strung out on truth. He believes things. He believes more than I receive through my filters. He believes stuff that we send most off-kilter disconnections, heading off in odd directions. He believed in God for about 3 months, believed that he would prevent a metal bar attack from making contact, bending round the space in his faith through heavenly contract. He believed that every non-Christian was a Satanist by default, heathen political revolt. The entire European Union was full of them devil-worshipping brethren making keynotes. He believes that AIDS is not a real virus, a lie consistently pushed to hide vitamin deficiency. Pharmaceutical corps maintain a status quo and dependency, post banning B12 from being sold in the necessary quantities to cure cancer. He believes so much he keeps his own company. The company he keeps don't believe him frequently. His voice, the sound of truth, falling upon deaf ears easily, and I argue with him constantly, bickering back and forth. Frequently passionate discourse, drunken character slurs making mockery of his imports, punching holes consistently in his factual inconsistencies. But after all this, we remain brotherly cohorts. He believes in being good, you see, being better than most I've heard might, and he's super intelligent, almost pushing towards nerd-like. And so there's a chance that he might make a difference in his half-life, genuinely change the world, creating a heaven in the starlight. But he's strung out on truth. He lacks cynicism needed to filter out the lies, to find his way to truth. But he's strung out on truth. If he gained the cynicism needed to filter out the lies, then he wouldn't believe the truth. But he's strung out on truth. But he's strung out on truth. So he's a revolving door believer, open wide receiver, rotating rational exceptional repeater, and I'm an obstacle, objective filter role play, devil advocate's foil to his illogical wordplay. He's a fellow traveler, a mind bomb priming, bellowing good nature against my establishment pattern of eternal whining. I fear for his sanity, he fears my inability to comprehend the importance of his full of faith delivery. Belief versus logic, ambling through awareness, manhandling our attitudes. And what if I asked her to stop it? And I ask myself occasionally, reflecting on us playfully, what if I'm wrong?
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah? You know, the lads had this ridiculous idea.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it was? Thought so. What are you up to?
Mooching about.
Mooching about? In my house?
Mm.
What are you doing, lad?
That's my concern.
Not when you're in my house. You're not afraid of me, are you?
Make me very nervous.
Well, you should be.
If I were you, I'd get in that fucking car and I'd get out of here, man. I'd gather them goonies and get whatever you've got to call me. Because I'm gonna fucking hit you all.
It's not like being threatened.
I'm threatening you, mate. It's beyond fucking words. I watched over you when you were asleep. I looked at your fucking neck. And I was that far away from slicing it. Get to me first.